EOL. And Craig, when we came out here to scout the place where we were going to do our spotlight on Grafton, we're at the Village Hall. And you see different things here and some history things that from schools and maybe from the community. And then there's a whole military exhibit in this back area here. We wondered what that was. Well, we have a man who could help us with that, Councilman John Lesher, who joins us here to talk about the Soldiers of History. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, fellas?
We're great. Tell us, I guess, what is the Soldiers of History?
Soldiers of History is formed right here in Grafton. We've been doing this over 27 years. And it all started in the 4th of July parade. Lenny Beskin, who's deceased, his son and his friend and myself walked together in the Memorial Day parade in chronological order. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I had my uniform. Lenny had some Civil War uniforms. His son had American Revolution. And we just walked in chronological order. That just spawned year after year after that. People said, well, I have some World War II stuff. I have my grandfather's World War I uniform. Can I participate? Long story short, we started marching in parades, and we won numerous awards. So I was sitting around the house, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a little narrative behind each war? So I went to the Grafton Edview Library, our golden, shining star here, and accumulated some information, little known information about each war, and composed a 3-minute dissertation on each war. My narrator is my wife Sue. She's a retired school teacher from St. Jude's, 28 years experience, so she became my narrator. And we have a program where each soldier comes forward and she narrates each war. At the end of her sentence, her last sentence, she declares how many dead. If we're outside, we fire a shot. All the uniforms are authentic or exact replicas. All the weapons are original and in working order. We've had a estimator come in and try and put a value on it, and he says, I can't. He says, some of these items are just priceless. So we've been doing that for years. Fortunately, a couple years ago, we went to an event before Memorial Day, and they had it professionally videotaped, and I have one here. We try to sell them at different events to try and get gas money. This is a nonprofit organization. We only do it if it's historical, military, or educational in value, so no Woolly Day parades or anything like that. It has to meet. We want to preserve the integrity of the program. So before I leave, I want to give you fellas one of these tapes. And after you watch it, it's yours to keep. But I would encourage you to give it to the high school of your choice for their history class. It's 40 minutes long, which is about a high school,
classroom time.
Classroom time, sure.
And it gives it a different interest into it. And we see different pictures that we have here. You have, I guess, at the Village Hall here, you have kind of maybe a rotating display or a small display?
That's a minuscule part of the display. After this all started, people would come down to the VFW. I'm a trustee at the VFW, and, Grandpa or Uncle Bob would die, and they didn't know what to do with his military stuff. It's holy. They didn't want to throw it away. They didn't know what to do with it. So we said, we will put it on display. It'll always belong to your family. We'll put your name on it. We will never sell it, barter it, or get rid of it. And that's accumulated into some awesome artifacts. I mean, I have coconuts that were carved from the Philippines, letters from Auschwitz, you name it, stone from Normandy.
So these are more than just what would be the military-issued items. These are things that were acquired by these soldiers during their time in
correct.
Service.
Correct. Yeah, very personal items that have been handed down to the families, and they didn't know what to do with it. And it's a very, very large collection, and we put it on display for anyone who would like to come in and look at it. So it's become so large that I decided to move some of it down here.
Oh, so this is the overflow.
This is the overflow, and there's more coming.
It's fascinating. And again, how far back does some of it go?
We start Soldiers of History. We have representative from each war, from the French and Indian, all the way through the Global War on Terrorism. So there's about 26 of us all together. But we represent all 12 wars in which our country fought. So sometimes it's hard to get 12 guys all together at the same time, because that's why we have 26 of us, because some of them work. I'm retired, and I can devote a lot more time to it.
Right. And you got to require them that they can fit into the uniform.
There you go.
That takes a little bit of my challenge.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because when we go back there, you'll see I'm in desperate need for mannequins, but some of the mannequins are too large. You know, because some of these guys, World War One, they had 17 inch waist, and I just can't fit the uniform on. We've been building mannequins out of PVC pipe just to try and get them. But if anybody knows where there's a reasonable price mannequins, yeah, we'd love to have them.
You mentioned how it's the VFW post, and there's people who have their own items here. Any interesting Grafton history related to some of the warriors
you
could share?
Yeah, very much so. Paul Justy, his father's naval uniform is back here. Kabuski's World War One uniform is back there. And we have the picture of that person underneath the artifact. That's what's really neat. So when people donate something, I always ask, do you have the picture? And do you have a little bit representative of what war they... I have a donation that was given to me by Don Nichols from Wakeman. And his great uncle was in World War One. And he gave us his World War One dog tag. Very, very special artifact. So I have that behind glass out there, along with his medals. It's, the other day, a guy came in and gave us a brand new Purple Heart. And then a 105 shell. If you've ever seen a 105 millimeter shell, it's quite large. We get just almost every time I walk in, there's a bag or something laying there, and we go through it and put it on display.
So then you become an archivist. You have to kind of sort of, I don't want to say tag it and display it or log it to let
you know. Again, I'm glad we haven't done that yet, but we have to. I'm going to videotape everything and in the videotape show who it belongs to. So you're right. So we have that in, you know, maybe for insurance purposes or whatever, you know.
Now, is this something that people can see at any particular time, or you talked about how you'll come out to different parades and things like that, but if people are interested, if there are more history buffs or people, how do they find out more about it or get in touch with you or be able to maybe view some of these items?
Well, the museum is down the VFW, and of course this is a private club, but if you ring the buzzer and tell them you'd like to come in to see the museum, and usually on a regular day the VFW opens up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, stays open till about 8 at night. The good thing is the kids are just enthralled with this, all this stuff, and we put the helmets on them and let them try on a flak jacket from Vietnam, and it's just, the educational value is unsurmountable.
Well, that's almost like a kid finding his grandfather's footlocker and kind of looking it up and seeing.
You know, I have one. A person came in with a footlocker. I couldn't get it open, so I took it down to Young's Locksmith, had to make a key, open it up, and then it was Life magazines from 1944 with his uniform. Amazing stuff.
And the one thing that's kind of maybe missing a little bit is the stories that the people can tell, but maybe at some point that could be a part of it as well. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and getting us a little more insight into what we see here with the display, as well as the artifacts, and then the DVD that has the Soldiers of History on it. If people are interested maybe in getting a hold of that, is there a way for them to get it?
Well, you can call me at 440-926-2417, depending on the program that you have. Again, we have to restrict it because, first of all, we'd love to get into the high schools, but we can't because it's during the weekday and a lot of the fellows and girls work. So that's out of the question. But we do events. For example, we've been leading off the St. Patrick's Day Parade every year for about 20 years now. And we dedicated the Rittman National Cemetery, for example. Last year, we do the Elyria Parade at Memorial Day. Then we follow up here in Grafton. And last year in Grafton, we did our whole presentation right here in front of Village Hall.
Well, John, we appreciate the time. John Lusher with the councilman, who's also with the Soldiers of History. Thank you for sharing the
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Artifacts here as well.